Charles.
Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting an opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign? Yes or no? Can you share your opinion? No. Thank you, ma'am. And as you are aware, very few people actually voted in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably. Very likely. Somewhat likely. Not very likely. Not at all likely. Or are you not registered to vote?
I'm more likely to vote.
Very likely? Should I record that as your answer?
Very likely, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? The Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
Democrat.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, what is your main or racial background? African American or black, Asian American, white Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along, is your age between 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track? Well, what's your opinion?
It depends on certain items. Like the abortion, you know.
Yeah, that's going to come out on the ballot, but generally speaking.
Generally speaking.
Right direction or wrong track?
I would say right direction.
Thank you. Very, very kind of you. Now, from the following list, what is the one thing that local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Corruption in local government, quality of life, growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, or housing and proper insurance costs. I know they're all important, but if you have to pick one, what would you pick that would make your daily life better?
I think the parking situation is getting pretty dire here in Miami Beach.
The traffic and congestion, right? Now, although...
Yeah, congestion.
Right, although it's a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, or probably vote or lean slightly to the Republican?
No, I'll vote for the Democratic Party.
Definitely or probably?
I beg your pardon?
Is that definitely or probably?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely, okay. Yeah. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you might be familiar with. Ma'am, can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well, okay? Now, here's the first one.
Okay.
Vicky Lopez. Do you recognize the name?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, how about Fabian Bisevi? Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay, how about Francis Suarez? Recognize that name?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what is your opinion? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion of Francis Suarez?
The little I know is not very, very favorable.
Okay, not very
favorable. I don't know much about him.
Understood. How about Daniela Lavín Cava? What's your opinion?
I like her. She's running the city.
Okay, so somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
How about María Elvira Salazar? Do you recognize the name?
Yes, I do.
A very favorable? Somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable? Or very unfavorable? Or no opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. How about Joe Carollo? Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
What's your opinion?
I don't know much about him personally.
Okay.
Not very favorable.
Okay. Not very favorable. How about Joe Biden? Favorable, unfavorable, no opinion? What's your take?
I go with favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, how about Rosie Cordero Stotts? Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. How about Donald Trump? Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. How about Alfonso Alfi Leon? Do you recognize the name? Okay, how about Alex Diaz de la Portilla? Do you recognize the name?
Yes, I do.
What's your opinion? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, how about Joe Sanchez? Same question, same options. Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Okay, very favorable, somewhat favorable. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat
unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. Favorable. How about Healing Higgins, do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. How about Carlos Jimenez? Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Very favorable, yes. Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable. Or very unfavorable, or no opinion?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And how about Carlos Jimenez? Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
What's your opinion? Very favorable? Somewhat?
Very favorable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Miguel Solomon. Do you recognize the name?
Couple of times, but
you had no opinion? You heard of it, but you had no opinion?
No opinion. Yeah, no
okay.
Opinion.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line, ma'am. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Alfonso Alfi Leon or Eileen Higgins? If you have to pick today.
Eileen Higgins?
Okay. Yes. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
I think Higgins.
Ms. Higgins, okay. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
I guess Higgins.
Okay. And there is no right or wrong answers. Okay, ma'am? I do appreciate your patience. Now, do you approve or disapprove the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Do you strongly approve her job? Somewhat approve? Somewhat disapprove? Or strongly disapprove? What's your opinion?
Approve
somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, you will not be given some statements about Eileen Higgins. Can you please indicate, ma'am, if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? And if each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? Now, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, ma'am? Now, during this challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Will that make you to support Eileen Higgins much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Now, since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling, and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. Will that make you to support Ms. Higgins much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference on your support?
Somewhat
less, or much, or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Will that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference?
Somewhat more,
okay. Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayers' dollars to foreign developers for a rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Same question. Will that make you to vote for her much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference to your support? Okay, and Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Would that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Someone less.
Okay. Eileen Higgins said she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking an expensive alternative like Uber or Lyft. Would that make you to vote for her much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Much less.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, one last time. You will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
What was the second name?
Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins? If you have to vote, if you have to decide today for the Miami County Commission, for whom would you vote?
Higgins.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, I'm on the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
I stick with Higgins.
Okay. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, I'm on the following candidates. From who would you vote? Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
Higgins.
Okay. I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. What's the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school? College graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate?
The first one.
No problem. Less than high school diploma. Now, what is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Bolivian?
No, El Salvador.
Okay. Let me just a moment. He is Salvadorian. Thank you, man. It's a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay, man?
Okay, you too.
Thank you for your patience. Bye-bye.